The Hebrew letters on the Hanukkah dreidel stand for a great miracle happened there. The miracle, of course, the vessel of oil that was to last only one day, but lasted eight. Well, that story is a complete fabrication made up by the rabbis of the Talmud to transform a holiday which celebrated a very human military victory into a holiday about a supernatural event. That myth now dominates the holiday landscape. More people know about the myth of oil than know the story of Hanukkah as described in the Book of Maccabees. I can't help but wonder if this year the phrase, a great miracle happened there, might not take on new meaning given the events in Georgia a few weeks ago. You might recall that Georgia, along with many other states, had been facing a severe drought. So severe, in fact, that restrictions on water usage were imposed. Imagine that. In America, to talk about rationing water, in a nation so accustomed to unabashed consumption that we buy our water in designer bottles, and yet now we're discussing water rationing. It means that there truly must be a problem. Apparently, in some parts of our nation, while cities grew and farming increased, there was no organized effort to cope with the demands placed on the water system. While the problems were predictable, it was like so many other infrastructure problems our nation faces. It's easier to ignore it than to face it and work towards a solution. With water reserves running low, restrictions on water in place, Sonny Perdue, governor of Georgia, took matters into his own hands. He finally was going to find a solution to this problem that was crippling his state. He didn't call for extraordinary actions such as tightening water restrictions or call for a massive infrastructure improvement project that would require planning and government agencies working together with a need for increased taxation to underwrite the project. No, he didn't do any of those things because in part, it was too late. So he called on the power of prayer. You heard me right. The governor of Georgia, Sonny Perdue, decided that the best way to respond to this devastating drought was by holding a prayer event on the steps of the Capitol. Perdue was looking for a miracle, divine intervention to get him and his state out of a crisis which resulted from poor planning and lack of leadership. Several days later, when it rained a little, Perdue was quoted as saying, "Certainly we're not gloating about it. We're thankful for the rain, and hopefully it's the beginning of more. Frankly, it's a great affirmation of what we asked for." Is Perdue suggesting that his rain prayers were answered? If this is the case, maybe he should pray for the end of global warming or the war in Iraq. Of course, what he failed to mention was the rainfall was not enough to end the drought or even to ease it. It is a sad commentary on American political leadership that when faced with a predictable crisis, rather than taking action to avert it, our politicians wait and then lead prayers with a hope that a miracle might occur. I can't help but wonder with the growing oil crisis, which politician is waiting in the wings to ask God to make the world's oil supply last longer? Sort of the Hanukkah myth, but bigger. It's unfortunate that the rabbis of old decided that it was better to propagate the myth of the miracle of Hanukkah than to tell the truth, that the Maccabees were victorious, not as the result of divine intervention, but through hard work and human sacrifice. That's a lesson that needs to be heard. Our world's problems are only going to be solved if human beings working together are willing to face the difficult issues and make the hard choices. So when you spin your dreidels for Hanukkah, consider replacing the phrase, a great miracle happened there, with a more accurate and more useful one. Bold action was taken. Have a happy Hanukkah. I'm Robert Barr, Rabbi of Congregation Beth Adam. Thanks for listening.